Blog Talk Radio.
Hello and welcome, everyone. I'm Claire Braddock, and back on the radio tonight. I see I already have some listeners in the queue, and I haven't done Blog Talk in, oh my gosh, 2 years. I was a guest, 2 years was doing live show, and so many things have happened and changed. So bear with me. I guess I do have the chat room up, and I'm trying to figure out the whole screen and everything. So what I scheduled tonight is the title, Conversations with My Cat. And a lot of people know from many years ago with all the shows that I used to do that I had a show titled Conversations with My Cat that was a regular show. So I went ahead and decided to title it that, as just Conversations Talk. Sequoia is still my cat, but she's not participating quite as much tonight. She's in the other room. So what I have scheduled for conversation tonight is the spring equinox coming up, all the changes that are happening with the Earth itself, with our planet, with the ascension taking place. And when I use the word ascension, I want to be specific in stating personal definition for me, I guess. There's, you got to be clear on what words you use and what other people's definitions are. I'll tell you a quick story that happened quite a few years ago now. I can't remember how many years ago, but it was with a group of friends, and we went up to a local labyrinth, an actual labyrinth. There's out of town near where I live, a woman has on her huge property this stone labyrinth. It's really incredible. So we all go up there and we're discussing various spiritual topics, some religious, some not, and the word ascension was used. And the girl says that, just random, we were talking about becoming more conscious, becoming more spiritually aware. There's so many things that go along with the topic we had, but those were the main ones we were discussing, and the word ascension got brought up, and I was discussing it with definition of just becoming more spiritually aware and conscious. And this one girl says in conversation about the word that she wishes she hadn't had her ovaries removed because when Jesus does come back and the ascension takes place, she won't be a fully intact person for the rapture. So we were all pretty shocked. Completely different definition of the word ascension. But it does go along with, not what she had said, but with the definition of the word ascension and my definition of becoming more consciously aware of various energies that are taking place on the planet and how our planet goes through processes of growth. I'm not discussing an actual rapture where Jesus is coming back and going to take people up to heaven. Well, I'll discuss some of that, my opinion or beliefs on that, but appropriate timing, though, due to the fact that we've got Easter coming up as well. So I've got two callers on the line, I think. Help me out. I say help me out, but I've got no one to help me. I don't think it shows, and I could be wrong, but I don't think it shows that anybody has, quote unquote, raised their hand to be pulled online. But I haven't done this in so many years to know. Screen shows you a screen. That's just a jabbering along, just like I used to. So, spring equinox coming up this Saturday. I believe that's technical for my area. It usually falls between the 19th and 21st. A lot of people always tag it as the 20th or 21st. This year, I believe it's between the 19th and 20th, depending on where you live. So, that holiday coming up, we've got lots of additional energies coming down onto our planet, we have had solar flares. We've had this influx of new energies coming in for our spiritual awakening with the eclipse that we just recently had, which was last Tuesday, I believe. It was a week ago Tuesday. And with all these new energies, I can tell you personally myself, exhaustion, back pain. I've noticed a few of my friends having sinus issues. Body aches are going to be huge with the new additional energies coming in. Let's see. Boy, it's been a long time since I've done a radio show, and I'm used to having, when I do, a co-host of some sort. So let me go to the call lines. Like I said, I don't know how to entirely read my screen anymore, but I'm going to bring on air area code 863. 863, this is Claire. Who is this?
Hi, my name is Julia.
Julia,
I saw your
how are you tonight?
Your show listed. I'm doing good. How are you?
Good. And where are you calling from?
From Florida.
From Florida. We'll just start with the question real quick. What's your personal opinion, belief, whatever definition of the word ascension? And where are you at in your spirituality with all the different energies coming in?
Well, I think of ascension as you, the more consciously aware we become, that we're more than just, you know, 3D people sort of bopping along with no clue. Or I think that, you know, as we raise in consciousness, our awareness of, like, spirituality, and that there's kind of a more to it than just what we see and hear and feel and taste and touch and all that good stuff. So that's sort of where I am, I guess.
Okay, with all that said as well, is there any area of your life that you're struggling with that is pulling for your attention? What further is going on with you, additionally, that I could look into and help you with?
Well, moving forward, I would like to move. I've just gone through a divorce and huge life transformation. And I'm, like, temporarily living with my mom as I kind of regroup. But I want to, you know, move out and find my own place. And so that's kind of what's the main thing, is finding a place, finding a job, getting my life rebooted and moving forward. So.
Okay, so basically, well, let me ask, do you feel like you're stuck where you're at?
Yes, that's part of it.
Literally, physically stuck? Like, you, I know you mentioned that you don't have a job, correct? That you're looking for a job or looking for a new job. But
yes,
do you feel stuck due to those reasons, like physical reasons, being financial, et cetera? Or do you feel like you're emotionally stuck there with your, I think you said you're living with your mom currently?
Yes, kind of a little of both, really.
You live what?
Some of both, feeling literally stuck and
both
emotionally stuck.
Okay. I had this scheduled as well to do with everybody. I'm going to go through, it's like a karmic clearing, an emotional clearing, and it's a really excellent place to start. With all that's going on planet-wise, planetary, earth-wise, where did you say you're calling from again? Florida?
Florida, yes.
Okay. United States. I used to get a lot of listeners overseas, so I want to be clear. But it's happening not just in the United States, even though we've got the political debates going on. We've got tensions across in other nations. And with everybody's spiritual awakening, the key to moving forward and helping other people, I guess you could say, with the spiritual awakening, the key is compassion. and needing to release other people that we've been in soul contracts with that hold us back. Our contracts are completed. There's always going to be, you know, good and bad karma, but the contracts, the deep, deep soul contracts that we made coming to this planet to say, I'll go through this whole thing and help people remember who they are through these dark ages, but we're not still in them. We're at the beginning of the new age coming out of them. But those soul contracts to go through what we've been through for too many years have come to their conclusion. It's now our responsibility, the more spiritually aware we are, it's become our responsibility to release those contracts. It'd be like, how am I wanting to explain this? It'd be like the contract's over, but still repeating whatever the same contract is over with, right? You following me?
Yeah.
And what you told me your name, it starts with J. Julia?
Julia, yes.
Julia. Okay. I'm going to put you on hold real quick, and I'm going to bring everybody back online live, but I have two other people I want to check in with, so I'm going to put you on hold for a moment, okay?
Okay.
All right. I'm going to pull on area code 970. Let's pull you up. 970. This is Claire. Who's this?
This is Karen.
What's your name?
Karen.
Karen?
Karen, yes.
Karen, all right. Where are you calling from?
New Mexico, currently.
New Mexico, okay. And I just want to give you the opportunity as well to chime in live, tell me what your thoughts and feelings are and where you're feeling like you might be stuck and wanting to get some help in moving forward.
Well, actually, things are really moving. It's just like everything is unstuck. And so I called in for some insights into that. There's one area that's just a little more fuzzy than the rest, but I'm basically moving toward doing what my purpose is, moving back to an area, and everything is falling into place.
Okay. Purpose, your life purpose. That's where you're seeing confusion?
No, not at all.
Not
something I've been called to this for quite a while, but it's time now to go back and to be closer to the land that I have, and to that's still an unfolding mystery, what exactly it is I will be doing, but I've gotten many, many clues to that. But the first step is to get back to that area. And so I'm applying, I'm interviewing for a job Friday, which I'm really excited about. That takes me back.
Okay, was that
there.
Entail a move as well? Like literal,
yes.
Physical
yes.
Move as well?
Yes.
Okay, so I got two callers that are looking to physically move. Excellent. Okay, and I'm going to put you back on hold, or I'm going to pull on the third person in line, get them on, talk a little bit, and then we'll get back to you and Julia. Okay?
Thank you.
All right, so hold on. Okay, I'm going to pull on live now, error code 512. You're live on the air. Who is it?
Hi, Claire. It's Ruby.
Oh, this is Ruby?
Yes, this is. You're
okay,
doing wonderful.
You want to ask?
No,
well, I'll quickly introduce you. This is my friend Ruby. Where are you?
I'm in Austin, Texas.
Okay, she's in Texas. I always get confused if it's Texas or California, but then she also travels a lot as well. So this is my friend Ruby. She's also a colleague of mine, psychic and tarot reader, and does a lot of healings and work as well. So she's up to date. I'll give you a chance if you have the time. Do you want to add to anything that I'm trying to discuss as I drag my feet floundering?
You're doing wonderful, honey. I just wanted to add in about what you were talking about the ascension process. And you're right. You know, different religions, different people have different ideas and concepts when you start to get an intermix of signals or intermix circles of people who start talking, and everybody has a different idea of what ascension process is. And I have to agree with Julia and yourself that for me, it's definitely about going to a next level, a next thinking process, opening yourself up enough to really move on and move forward with our lives instead of being stuck at a level that we're at. We're allowing ourselves to move and develop more further.
Right. The whole, and it, like I said at the beginning of the program, the word ascension, I have to be clear on that because of so many people have a different definition of it. And finding our purpose, living our passion, and the two other callers that I'll be bringing back on here shortly, the two other callers, they're both in, looking at a physical move, wanting to move forward and obviously desiring to live their purpose. That's a huge thing. And the old paradigm is what we are continuing to move out of. And this new paradigm that we're ascending into as a whole, as the planet, it can get very difficult due to the fact that people are so, I mean, thousands of years, at least 2,000, right? Thousands of years of doing the same thing to get us where we are now and getting trapped in, I don't even know how to word it, getting trapped into the global system. The global system that, are you going to say something?
Yeah, not only that, but like one of the things I have a habit of telling my clients is that we live. But we go through a learning process, an experiencing process. And you don't want to be stuck reliving the same cycle over and over and over again, repeating the same mistakes, repeating the same problems. That's why I call it a learning, like learning and knowledge and just rising above and overcoming things and experiencing new things. You know, and, you know, people say like, God, you know, I've met this person and they were so familiar, just I can't put my finger on it, or, you know, I feel like I've done this before. Yeah, you probably have, over and over and over again, you know. And so it's not a bad thing, just this whole ascension process. And you're right, with the whole idea of having different religions, perspectives coming in, and different ideas and concepts, that's one of the greatest things about being where we are, where we live in the United States, is because we all can learn to love and respect one another's religions, thought processes, and so forth. But the most saddest thing I've noticed in certain people is they're not willing to allow themselves to grow or accept the next step, the next movement. So I have to give a lot of kudos to both your callers because Julia and Karen were both talking about, like, basically Julia's in the beginning stages of making these changes, and Karen is actually coming out of and already going through changes, you know. And, you know, bravo to both of those ladies. And I don't want to take over your show. I just wanted to kind of add in to them and just chat with you a little and just tell you, you know, it's really good to have you back.
Well, thank you. So I'm going to put you back on hold then, okay, Ruby?
Yes, ma'am. Go enjoy your show.
And you're not logged into the chat room, are you?
No, I'm actually driving around town right now.
Driving around town. Okay, you keep driving, and if I need some help, I'm going to pull you back on the air to help me out.
Actually, before you let me go, I wanted to, I did have some information jump at me for Julia.
Okay, go for it. Julia, this is for you.
Okay, so one of the things that was majorly jumping out at me is I was getting the numbers 4 and 6, which is about 4 to 6.
I'm
going to
pull
her on. Go ahead, that's fine. You there?
Hello?
Okay. Well,
yes, I'm here.
I have Julia on live and you, Ruby, so go ahead again.
Okay. Hi, Julia. This is Ruby with Ruby Fire from No Ordinary Psychic Radio. I just wanted you to know that some information jumped out at me for you. I was getting the numbers 4 and 6. What that means is in about 4 to 6 months from now, don't get discouraged by these numbers, please. Just understand in about 4 to 6 months, everything's going to make so much sense for you, okay? If you think about it this way, you're looking about, what is that, July to September timeframe. Everything's going to fall right into place so easily and effortlessly. By that point, we're talking The money will be perfect. The job will be perfect. Life is going the way you want it to. It's not to say life isn't going the way it needs to be right now, but there'll be no questions anymore. Does that make sense to you?
Wow, sounds good. Thank you.
Just stay focused on that. And it's basically what is jumping out at me is it's the most important thing for you to do is one step at a time. Don't overwhelm yourself. Don't just go jumping off a bridge and jumping into something that you're going to, like, regret. It's telling me to tell you to take it a little slowly and do steps, go through the process. And it's also telling me to make sure you love yourself and make sure you do things that make you feel good. It feels like in the past you didn't do yourself. You didn't allow yourself to have a voice. You didn't do things that made you feel good. It's your time to stand out and do that.
Yes, that's true.
Okay. Thank you for letting me give my 2 cents, Claire.
Well, thank you. Appreciate
Absolutely.
That.
Absolutely. It is so difficult to get back into running these shows after so many years.
You're doing great, Lord.
Okay, so let me get in the computer and all this stuff. Okay, so Karen, who was calling from New Mexico, she had to jump off the line, and I'm going to read what she had put in chat just so for those who don't know. She said she does have to go. Lexi worked with Julia with her support. So, and I obviously, Karen, she would have stayed if she needed assistance. So I've got live in the air right now, Julia, and I still have Ruby on. And I'm going to, we've got about 8 minutes left, and I can go into archives. But I'm going to put both of you on mute for a short while I run through the emotional clearing for us, okay?
Sounds good.
All right, so with 8 minutes left and counting, 7 minutes, I'm going to run everyone through a brief visualization, and then I'm going to run through for people live listening, which would be Ruby and Julia and anybody else on the computer. On their computers, and for those that go back to the archives listing. So just visualize in front of you a gold karmic ring out in front of you, and this ring can look like it's a gold inner tube or like a donut standing on end, and we're just going to allow the highest healing energy, however you see that, okay? Typically, it's a golden white pink, but the highest healing energy, however it comes through for you, to just flow through you, and we're just going to let any and all negative energy flow out of your body and aura and attach to this ring out in front of you visually, okay? And as we're doing this clearing, more old energy will disconnect from you and dissipate. And then when we're finished running through all this, we're going to place that ring in a red rose. We'll explode that rose and allow it to turn into gold dust, returning to the world of the healing. So taking a few moments to just take in deep breaths and breathe and let that energy flow through. And here we go. As I receive the highest healing energy in love and all that love is from the mothers of the earth, the universe, and all that stand with me. In love and light and only love and light for my soul and all the dimensions of my soul, for my mind and my mental body, for my heart and my emotional body, for my physical body, for my female and male energies, my life, my health, my financial well-being, my success, my love, and my happiness. I release from everyone I am in relationship with, both professionally and personally, in all situations and events, everything conscious and beyond, everything known to my heart and beyond, and everything spirit holds for me. Past, present, parallel, and future time, pre- and post-planet, on and off Earth and in all dimensions, all karma, all contracts, all hooks and cords, all matching pictures, all energy, all emotions, all issues, all hexes, all promises, all curses, all breath, all spells, all vows, all beliefs, all patterns, all programs, all shame, all blame, all guilt, all fear, all judgment, all resistance, all control, all competition, all suffering, all sacrifice, all illness, all dis-ease, all manipulation, all responsibility, all depression, all implants, all deception, all holograms, all denial, all attachments, all merging, all past lives, all commitments, all doubts, all bindings, all anomalies, all schisms, all vortexes, all ego, all matrices, and all pain. Blow all that out throughout all time, all space, all dimension, and all reality. And so it is. And so you just want to now visualize all that we just went through and released, attaching to that golden ring, and we're just placing that ring into a red rose. The red rose explodes and goes back out into the world as a healing. Okay. I'm going to get myself regrounded. I'm going to pull the mics live. So Ruby and Julia, you're still live on the air. We got 3 minutes left. Oh, it looks like Ruby dropped off, but that's fine. Julia, you still there?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay. It's just you and me right now. How did that feel going through all that?
Wonderful. That was really good. Thank you.
You're very welcome. And I'm going to ask you then, is there anything further that you want me to look into? Well, Ruby looked into it for you clairvoyantly. Do you have any other topic you want me to look into or the same thing?
Same thing. Any insights that you had other than what she had to say would be good.
And she, I was listening, but I think she said it was like 4 to 6 months she was looking at stuff coming yes. through for you.
Yes.
Okay, I can tell you right now the energy coming through for you, you did a lot of clearing, obviously. There's still, because I see a bright sun shining down on you, but there's still, it's like still a few hooks and cords. Are you, when I say hooks and cords, are you aware of what I mean by that? Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. So with those hooks and cords, I'm picking up from what I'm being shown, and it comes to as like two women. Okay, there's just two women. I don't know if they're currently in your life or not, but they're coming through in your heart chakra that you're very attached, emotionally attached to women that possibly you feel abandoned you or betrayed you, and they are the only two coming in right now that you just need to put out some more, like, compassion and forgiveness. Does that make sense,
okay.
how I'm explaining it?
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. We're down to 1 minute. There's something coming through with I keep being told and shown the Aquarius moon, the moon in Aquarius. So take note of that. There's something significant like hope. You'll have more guidance when the moon's in Aquarius.
Okay, yeah.
Okay. And I get, again, 3 months. Ruby got 4 months, but there's going to be, I've got a 3 months. I'm having a 3 month timing come through with the move, and not to contradict Ruby, but the way my information is coming through, that in approximately the 3 month time frame, you're going to have that, again, that more direction, and things
okay.
will be more concrete to move. That make sense?
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, that's good.
Okay.
Well, thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, we're going into like 20 seconds, so just stay on because we got 15-minute archives.
Okay.
So the show will end live in 13 seconds, so I'm just going to end it the live show, letting people know that I appreciate you joining in, and I will be doing more shows to invite more people on, and I'll be more organized. Okay, so we're in archives now. Julia, it's just you and me.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to ask, in a way, like, what's going on in your head? Because what I keep being shown in your like intellect, your mentality. You've got a very strong mental attitude, but it comes through like it can go either way, like that the saying, a double-edged sword. Like I don't want to necessarily say that you're your worst enemy, because that's too general and typical, probably most people. But it's currently coming through that there's it just keeps coming through a double-edged sword in your mind. Like,
yeah,
that you could.
That's true. Yeah, I'm like one of those overthinkers. I think it, and it gets going around in my head. You know, some people call it stinking thinking, where you just get something in your head and you know. But yeah, I relate to that.
Okay, so then when you said that, this is what comes through for you as well. Okay, are you familiar with chakras?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And I had mentioned before in your heart area, your heart chakra, you still have some emotional attachment to those women, which is fine. You're going to be focusing on releasing and forgiving, and forgiving doesn't mean that you forget and all that stuff. But the key, again, is to look at the situations, whether it's the two women that I keep having come through or any other person in situation. Going on a more massive scale, we'll just use, for example, our government, how, you know, I don't think I need to expand on that. However, if you look at it and think of it from the point of view of compassion, that these people have fulfilled their roles. They've done what they were meant to do to be where they need to be and to get us where we need to be. Following me?
Yes.
Okay. So what comes through for you with all this additionally is to ground, imagine a cord from your heart chakra, grounding cord all the way down to the center of this earth. It's very common that people, they do the grounding, they do the chakra clearing, they live their lives. That's great and dandy. We're all doing what we're supposed to be doing. However, if we're not clear on where our heart's desires are, then they're going out wherever. And it's very possible we'll have manifested the most amazing, incredible lives full of everything they've ever wanted and desired out in space on some other planet, because the heart chakra was grounded to just wherever and went wherever. So for you, focusing, even if it's just before you go to bed or first thing when you wake up, every time you take a drink of water, it doesn't matter. If you can at the very least just think that your heart's desires are grounded in this, and you want to make sure you say this, because there are other Earths, grounded to this planet Earth that you are currently residing in. Make sense?
Yes.
Okay. Anything else?
No,
that's a lot of information.
Yeah, I just leave it up to whatever, you know, whatever you're picking up on, and trust that I'm, you know, receiving what I need to hear.
Absolutely. That's pretty much it. The only other thing that I keep getting, like I said, an Aquarius moon. And that doesn't mean a full moon or a new moon particularly. That's just whenever the moon hits in Aquarius. And I honestly don't know when that is. I don't have an easy reference where I'm at right now to pull up. So the next period that the moon goes into Aquarius. And like I said, it doesn't have to be full moon, waxing, waning, it doesn't matter. There's something with that time frame that's going to be important for you, because you're going to get more guidance that's going to just come to you. It's going to be obvious in your face, like big red fire truck, right?
Mm-hmm.
The balance in your life is still really good. There's, like I said, I keep being shown that sun shining on you. It's your head that you got to work on. Don't, those doubts. So when those doubts do come in, just remember your heart's desire is grounded to this planet Earth that you're on, and viewing things with compassion. How's the relationship with you and your mom? You're living with mom still, right?
Yes.
How's that relationship?
Some days better than others.
Okay, and I'm not getting anything specific coming through between you and your mom. I see what I refer to as matching pictures, which means I'm showing my relationship with my mom because it matches yours, and that's another way psychic information comes through. So I can relate to what you're saying, and then the information that comes through is just you're doing the right thing. Some days are better than others. Breathe through it, and you're not trapped. The main thing that I keep saying is that, and being repeated, is that you're not trapped. The only trap that you're creating is the one with your mind, and it really doesn't come in where it debilitates you.
Okay.
All righty. With that said.
Well, thank you. Thank you. And congratulations on your new show or your, you know, rebooted show. So.
Yes, I did this work full-time for about 15, 20 years, and then I switched. You can't really switch doing careers when you're a psychic and born that way. That's what you do. But I did it full-time professionally for almost 20 years, and then I switched into healthcare and nursing. So I was actually out in the public working with everyone that needed home healthcare, nursing, elderly, hospice, and I need to be doing this again because we're in a critical time. So I appreciate your patience with me. Like I said, I did this all the time. I had fun with it. Me and Ruby did a lot of shows together, and I haven't been on a computer in so many years, in 2 years practically, that I'm trying to reacquaint myself with my own computer.
Yeah. Oh, well, that was really cool that Ruby called in to, you know, show her support like that. That was really...
Absolutely. She, no ordinary psychic radio on Blog Talk Radio as well. She's amazing. Love her. She's very supportive. So, all right. I don't know how much time we have left in the archives, but I do know that we just drop once it's over. So I thank you very much for calling in and supporting on my... re-debut, I don't know what you want to call it, but yeah. So I hope you have a wonderful night. Keep an eye out on my shows because I will be coming back and trying to reacquaint myself with this lifestyle again.
Okay, sounds good. Well, thank you so much and have a great week.
Thank you. You too. Enjoy the weather down there.
Yeah, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Okay, bye.